It's been a long day. You want to help me in whichever way you can? Oh, sweetie, that's very nice of you. It's a bit embarrassing to ask a lady of my age, but could you hug me, young man?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not holding you too tight, am I? Yet.
Such a sweet, young, handsome man like yourself shouldn't be spending his time working in a funeral home. You should be out, enjoying life, being young and dumb, falling in love, just like my boy should. Oh. You don't mind? Are you sure? Spending your evening soothing some old hag like me? It's a waste of your time. Are you sure you don't mind? Well then, can you hug me again?
Mummy's got you. Mummy's got you.
Oh, I'm sorry, those words weren't really meant for you. It's just, you remind me so much of my boy. Oh, I know this is a lot, it's too much to put on you, but can you hug me again?
Little whimper.
Oh, don't pull back. I wasn't teasing. Oh, no. You lost your mother a while ago. This might seem highly unorthodox, but how about just for tonight? I could be the mother you miss, and you could be my boy. I know how much I'd give for just one more night with my son. You're the same, aren't you? You'd do anything for another night with your mother.
Well, all right then, young man. I'm sure you've got someplace more befitting. Can't have us snivelling in the lobby now, can we?
What's this? A spare bedroom for long nights at the funeral home.
Yes,
this will do. Nice and private. Now, honey, Mummy is feeling a little bit lonely tonight, so I'll just lie down on this tired old bed. And you can come snuggle with me. Come here, sweetie. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Don't be shy. Rest your head on Mummy's chest. There you go. There you go. My weary little man. Let Mummy stroke your hair like this. Like she always used to. You've worked so hard. It's time to rest. Time to decompress. Just let your body go slack and Mummy will take care of everything. Mm.
such a strong boy for Mummy. Mummy will always hold you like this when you need it. Mummy will always keep you safe.
I can feel you tightening up. Do you like hearing how much Mummy loves you? Well, good, because Mummy can't help herself. There is so much to love. Mummy is so proud of you. Honey, I can feel you tightening up again. Down there. It's okay. It's okay. You don't need to hide it. No, 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 no. Mummy will take care of everything tonight. It pains Mummy to feel you like that, though. So strained. So in need of relief. Won't you let Mummy help you with that, please? Honey, get up. Get up and Mummy will scoot to the edge of the bed. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Yo, 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 yo. Look at this. Ooh, 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 ooh. This poor, needy little bulb. Is it all for Mummy? Oh, you don't have to do a thing, sweetie. Let Mummy take care of you. Yeah. Yeah. Take a few deep breaths and Mummy will slide your pants down to your ankles. Just breathe for me. Oh, and what is this? This wet little spot on your underwear. Is that because of Mummy? You do know what good boys do, right? They speak up. And I know my boy is a good one. He'll speak up if Mummy makes him uncomfortable, right? Right. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Tracing my finger around this bulge seems like a good place to start. No, 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 honey. Don't bite down on your lip. No, 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 no. Mummy wants to hear all of those beautiful sounds. Yeah, Mummy does. Mummy wants to hear. Mummy wants to hear every groan, every moan, every whimper. Mummy is going to pull down your boxers now, okay? Okay. Oh, oh, whoa, 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 there we go. There is our little friend. Oi, 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 oi. My perfect, pretty, polite little boy. And his perfect, pretty little beepy. No, don't hide it. Don't hide it. You've got nothing to be embarrassed about, honey. It doesn't matter that it isn't the biggest. What matters is that it's attached to Mummy's special boy. Yeah, yeah, that's what matters. Do you need me to prove it? Mummy will stroke your shaft, see? Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I didn't like it, now would I? Oh, I love that I can cover the entire thing with my hand. And I love that pinching my index and my thumb like this while moving up and down makes you squirm. You boys, you're all obsessed about size, but do you want to know a secret? You're the only ones, you know. My lovely little Willy. Nobody else gets more up in arms about size than yourselves. Look how perfect it is for me. Mummy loves big ones and Mummy loves small ones. Now, will you quit your arguing? Let Mummy jerk you off properly. There we go. Oh, your pretty little penis is perfect for Mummy. What did I say about those moments? Yeah. Let them out. If I can't hear you moan, then Mummy might grow insecure and think you're not enjoying yourself. And if Mummy thinks you aren't enjoying yourself, then she'll stop. She'll stop stroking it. That's it. Those are the sounds that Mummy wants to hear. Look with two fingers. Oh, your little cock is perfect. It really is a wonder how you can think so little of your cock when Mummy can't take her hands or her eyes off of it. Just because you're a little bit more compact, a little bit more bite-sized, it doesn't make you any less worthy of worship. You know that, right? Do you need Mummy to prove it? We'll start slowly. I want you to give Mummy a kiss. No, Mummy could spend all day kissing your lips, but that's not the kiss I'm aiming for. I will pucker up my lips. And then I want you to kiss them with the tip of your cock. Kiss Mummy again. To take that extra tingly sensitive bit, that secret spot just under the head of your cock, and I want you to rub it against my wet tongue. Good boy. good boy. Mm. Is there any doubt left in you now? Your penis is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing about it. So perfect. Just perfect. Now, Mummy is going to show you one of the advantages that comes with your size. You heard me right. It's got lots of advantages. Now, grab Mummy's hair firmly. Like this. Okay, I'm like coming to all my goofies. Okay, now I want you to fuck my mouth. I've got a head on it. This is gentle. Mummy is not going to choke on your pretty little cup. So you can fuck her out as much as you want. Its advantages, didn't I? You weren't far off from finishing, were you? That's okay. Mummy loves how desperate you get for her. Come on. Come, lay down with me. Yeah, I love you like this. Yeah, pants and underwear bunched up around your ankles. Your penis so stiff and needy. All for Mummy. Yeah. Now, Annie, I want you to ruin these sheets. Yeah, that's right. When you come, I don't want you to think about anything. Not a single worry in your pretty little head. Not a single thought. All you have to do is feel good for Mummy, okay? Okay. Just listen to my whispers. Yeah, feel Mummy's soft body pressed into your back. And moan while she reaches around and strokes your cock, okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll stop now. No more going slow, okay? Let every stroke take you closer to paradise, honey. Mommy makes you feel good. Yeah. Her fingers running up and down your cock feels good. Nothing else matters. Not your responsibilities. Not your insecurities about your size. Not the worries that the sheets will be completely ruined. Yes, just let go of all that for me. Be good boy, and come for mommy, okay? Come for me. Let it all out, squirt your brains out, make your perfect, pretty, beautiful cock. Gosh, still be here when you wake up. These sheets aren't going anywhere. We'll throw them in the washer when you're good and ready. But for now, you just relax for me. Relax for mommy. I'll always be here for you. And I'll be here when you wake up. So, just go to sleep.